Hi, friends. Welcome to this Leftovers edition of God Get Real from the Jacob's Well podcast. I'm Chris Tripolino.
I'm Melissa Locke.
And I'm Greg Meyer.
And Greg, this week you had laid out this continuum that I got to say has been bugging me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could do that.
So, yeah, Chris, you came to my desk and talked about how that having to put yourself as a one or a six. One is the end of being very trusting of this God and believing, and the other end is really kind of saying there is no God.
So what's your problem with that?
Well, and I get the word, you know, kind of provoking some conversation here, but I think that, you know, from a Jacob's Well perspective and where we're coming from in the leadership and whatever, it feels like, you know, maybe I have some things to correct about that one kind of perspective, you know, that very trusting. And I don't know if maybe you're pushing more toward that sort of fundamentalism sort of idea there. But a six, you know, really, like, it feels like we're really trying to move you away from that place of believing there's no God. No,
maybe it's not okay to be a six.
Right. Like that. Like, I know that we wouldn't necessarily say that, but it kind of feels like that.
Right. Well, okay. So first of all, I'd say this continuum was there to get people to think about where they are with God and to make a statement so they could begin a conversation, not to actually be terribly accurate. So the fact that we're talking about this and unpacking it means it was highly successful. It is interesting, too. While people were talking, I was walking around just seeing how things were going around the room. And I got to two people and they stopped me and said, "We both think you made this continuum wrong." And the one person said, "Yeah, I'm on like a kind of like a completely different plane that's over the top list, asking different questions in either end." And the other person said, "Yeah, me too. I don't fit on any of this." And I said, "Perfect. Keep talking. You know, this is what we're looking for, right?" Now, my position is, you know, is one the really trusting, believing side the right one? Or is it six? I'm very skeptical. I don't really believe in God. Is that the right perspective? I don't. Like, that's the win-lose game, right? I don't sure. buy it. Yeah. I don't think there's a right place to be on these. Every one of these is a box that someone created that they live in. And the point is to re-examine your box and to figure out, well, what do I really believe and why?
And I just love imagining the conversations that we can have and that groups will be having now on all of this with looking at where am I on this today? And it might be different today than it was on Sunday or yesterday. And being able to explore your box and ask, okay, well, here's where I am. Let me hear where you are. And what assumptions am I making? Right. They're just really good questions you can ask.
One of the things that I was wondering how people were interpreting the middle of the scale. Like, I did not make a middle of the scale on purpose because I thought that was the easy out. Oh, I'm kind of in the middle between all this. I forced it so people would have to kind of commit themselves. But I'm wondering if people are thinking, like, is the 2, 3, 4, 5, is that... you know, well, I'm means I'm not sure where
like
I am.
You haven't really made a decision.
Haven't made my mind up? Or does it mean, no, I see some of the strengths of this side, and I see some strengths of that side, and I'm trying to pull them together, and maybe that looks like a 5, or maybe that looks like a 3. I'm just curious because, that's how I come at this and say, I really think the total skeptic, the person who says, I don't believe in God, is doing that for some very important reasons. I think they're saying there's some things about humanity, there's some things about the world, there's some things about science that they feel are undervalued, and they feel those are intrinsic to what it means to be human. Mm-hmm. And they feel that the 1s, 2s are not taking that seriously enough. And it comes out by saying, I don't believe in God, but what I think they're really saying, at least as I frame the conversation, is there's something, if you want to talk about this God thing, the discourse needs to radically change to include, you know, a broader way of understanding life. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think the people way on that 1 and 2 end that have this real deep, you know, close personal relationship with Jesus, what they're saying is, no, there's something really intimate here. There's something that science can't capture. And I'm not, at least for me, I would be saying, I would hope that they would be saying science isn't wrong, but science doesn't capture. At least that's maybe where I would want to move them off of 1. And if you can't capture that, you're missing something. And so maybe the purpose of this is to recognize I'm in a box and to articulate my box best I can, but then to smash it and to say, where should I be moving? Well, how could I grow? And maybe it isn't along the continuum, but it's perpendicular to it or the Z axis.
And go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just going to say, I think maybe, you know, it's even that, like, within your box that you have a little bit of that swing, you know, that your box is, in motion a little bit.
Yeah, and it's cool to even have the chance to choose your box again and to realize we get to decide this, and other people can help us articulate and decide where we're at instead of just being somewhere because of how we grew up.
Right. We bring one of the flaws of where we are on the scale is it's so much as based on assumptions we're making that other people aren't making. Maybe my assumption is based off of, like you said, my upbringing. Like I grew up in a strong Christian nurturing family, and talk about God was just very normative, so that doesn't weird me out. And I'm comfortable with it. In fact, other people around me that I valued and respected reinforced my way of interpreting the world with God being a part of it so that that works for me. But someone who didn't grow up with that might, you know, doesn't work for them. It doesn't ring the same bells. It doesn't make the same positive
connections. And I think being around someone who didn't grow up with that keeps me from becoming numb, and it makes God real for me again in a new way.
Which is one of the reasons that I think it's so important to keep sharing what you did this week about our kind of conceptions of God being very personal but not private.
Mm. Right.
Because we gain so much by these, like, by having these open conversations and being willing to say, this is what is really meaningful for me. This is where I'm seeing God, or this is where I really can't see God at all. And to interact with other people who can kind of fill in some gaps and saying, you know, I don't see God like that at all. Or, you know, here's where I'm really discovering some things that seem to be true about the world and about, you know, its creation or how God fits into it.
Right. And I think we need to recognize that the kind of fundamentalist side, we easily identify them as being having God in a box. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily identify people in the sixth, the atheist agnostic side, as having God in a box, but I think they do too. Mm-hmm. And for us, when we're in these dialogues that you're talking about, Chris, which I think is really, really important, to not see the person from an opposing viewpoint as threatening our mm-hmm. box as much as drawing us beyond our box so that we can have a better one. And so to value mm-hmm. Their contribution, their questions, and the fact that when you disturb me, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing is you're making ripples in my pond, and that's maybe good for me. You know, you're cracking the plaster on my mm-hmm. walls, and well, maybe I can turn that into a window and see something I never saw before.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know where are you on the spectrum, and what are the strengths and the weaknesses of it? But like, how could you grow from other people's understanding of this? And what do each of us have to contribute to this larger conversation so that we can, you know, I guess, free this God stuff up so that it can be a real positively motivating thing in how we relate to each other and how we understand the world, and we let it be as big as it can be and be about the most important things that it can be about.
Mm-hmm. And the most real things.
Right? Yeah. Like what you said, Greg, this week, that your challenge was to risk our intellectual and cultural respectability and consider God to be real. I think that's what we're seeking and what we're looking for this Christmas season.
And we can all do it. We don't have to depend on other voices around us. So go be theologians, right? All of us.
Just go do it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back at you again with another podcast, or feel free to join us in South Minneapolis on Sunday mornings at 10:30 at Field Middle School.